The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's Monday, 7:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live.
Are you fired up?
At KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob. How you doing, buddy?
Decaf.
Decaf. You know, I haven't even had any coffee this morning. I'm running on jet fuel this morning.
Yes. Adrenaline high.
Is that temperature correct?
46 degrees, it is.
The temperature is correct.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I walked in and I heard from Bob.
And Linda Bott's here today.
Well, good morning. Okay, temperature, if you want to talk about what the degrees
are going
to
be. Want me to take your temperature?
Oh, yes, doctor. And you're going to get your temperature taken later. We're going to tell you about that one in a second. Anyway, I walked in and Bob said, it's 46 now and it's going to be 46 later. I said, well, that's, you don't have to really
that
think about
it.
Hey, rain all day long. Again, there's going to be a light north wind. Showers likely tonight with around 46, calm, north, around 5 miles per hour of winds. And then tomorrow we are going to have more showers. We love that. Keep the rain, all week long. So, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They do give senior and veteran discounts. So, you know, and sometimes if you feel like you're, something's going on with your propane tank or whatever, they will adjust. They'll pay attention. And these are great guys. So, give them a call, 365-3793. Why are you so hyped up this morning? It's Monday.
Monday. Hey, Reads Across America was great. A lot of people out there. You know, great turnout. I want to remind everybody about the Reading Rodeo Association. Tickets are on sale now. They've got discounts for tickets right now. Just call the ticket office at 241-8559 or buy tickets now and on readingrodeo.com. You know, it's such a huge thing, and they're having the Champions Challenge again this year. This week on the 20th is going to be the Serviceman's Feast free dinner to all veterans, police, and firemen families. It's going to be the Veterans Memorial Hall on Yuba Street, of course.
We cannot thank our first responders enough.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we can. Thank you. Anyway, hey, yesterday.
Don't be confrontational.
Yeah. You know, if you ever listen to the Chris Rock about how not to get beat up by a cop, it's real simple. Just do what they say. You know, I mean, they're not, you know, 99% of the police women, they pull you over.
Just be nice. And, can be intimidating. And so you just have to say yes, no. You know, for those people who don't like authority, you know, that's the opportunity where you have to just, and you do shake. Okay, I have to tell you something. You didn't hear this yet, Carl. Driving down, I kind of spaced out.
Did you get
out.
Another ticket?
No. Well, I just was going on the way. No, I don't think I did. I was driving down Placer, and I turned left on Pine. You know, usually I go on the back way over by the... No, wait! So I'm driving down Pine Street, and the lights are all green. But I see flashing like three times. So I don't know if there was another intersection where the lights are so bright.
Were they flashing in front of you?
No. They weren't, because I looked up and I'm like, the lights are green, but there were three flashing lights. So three times it did. So mark my word, it was 6:50. I looked down, it was 6:50 because I'm driving and I get coffee over there.
Was that today?
This morning. But I was on Pine and the lights were green. So nobody was around me. I'm thinking, well, I wonder if there's an intersection back there and it's just so, it's so bright that it just, you know, how it is when it rains, there's reflection. So I just want you to know right there, that's just really weird. I don't know. Is there a light down off a Pine? I was Placer, probably over by...
It was green, though, right? It wasn't like a turn.
No, I was going straight.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, anyway.
Okay. I'm sure that was something else.
I hope.
I've seen other flashing going off here with a lot of rain and everything, too. Hey, yesterday, we went to the... went down to the senior center, and not because we're seniors.
Well, we are, too.
Well, no.
We qualify.
Well, probably, but not in mind. They were doing the packing the boxes to send to our
deployed troops.
And let me tell you, what a great turnout. Another great turnout yesterday. And they were packing boxes when we were there. I think we were into the 200s at that point. Lunch was there. Lou White and his group. Lou White. Bruce Kalin was there.
Bruce Kalin.
And I'm not sure who was on the
good guy on the keyboards.
But
yeah,
they were there. They're offering their time. So many people there. The Harley group. Our friends Martin from Alliance Heating and Air
and his beautiful bride.
Brought them there. For everybody's bringing gifts in, and it was just tons of stuff to send to our troops. And, Rob Burrows was one of the organizers. And so thank you, Senior Chief. And by the way, we're starting a new show this weekend called All In. And guess who's going to be on it? Patrick Jones, Tom Carotta, the union guy, and Rob Burrows. We're starting a new show. It's going to be at 11 o'clock.
All In.
Starting this Sunday.
Are you all in? That's a gambling term. We're going to be running poker.
That's meant. Hey, we're all in here. We're going with Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, All In, and then We the People. Great, great, great lineup for Sunday. I tell you what,
fantastic.
you want to hear what's going on around the state and what's happening in this town and county. This is the place to go to, they're starting this weekend. So what a group that is! Now,
that kind
anyway,
of segues.
We're going back to the yesterday you packed a box and they had boxes for males.
They
and
had
females,
they had
right?
M and F.
Yeah, male and females. Every fifth box was a female.
It took
box.
Me a while.
And I remember when.
Wait a minute. Am I? I'm packing for a woman, so I got to put Women's Day and you know, girl goods, things that I think that
feminine
I would enjoy.
Protection products.
You know, peanut butter, Ritz crackers. You know, I selected things that were important to me, and then wrote a Christmas card and said, on the back, be brave. I know you are.
Oh, that was nice.
I can't imagine. Nice. For a well, I know from I you know because I only come from a woman's perspective. For a woman who may have a family at home to be deployed while your kids or your husband are away at Christmas, your parents, it's just got to be like you've got to go to a place that is just I'm doing the right thing. I'm doing the right thing. I'm serving my country. I'm doing the right thing. And you hear all this other junk that's going on. I'm doing the right thing. So they do need support from us.
They do, and this leads into other things. But you know what? One of the things that I enjoy on the weekends, because I finally get to do it, is sleep.
Yes.
I get to sleep in. And I sleep on my sleep number bed, and my sleep number setting is 40. And your sleep number setting is 40.
45.
No, I changed it.
Did you
40.
Go down to 40?
I changed it for
well,
you.
Well, it worked. I
because,
slept soundly.
Yeah. Well, you have the sleep. Of course, you have the dual air technology, so we each could sleep with a different number. Now with the new Sleep IQ technology, it just has to sleep in it, and it gives you little ideas about, hey, perhaps you might want to try this setting. Maybe you want to try this setting. So I tried this setting for you just to see if it works, and you seem to be sleeping well on that. And I tell you, it's Christmas time, and what a great present to give to each other.
That's the gift that keeps giving.
You're telling me. I mean, this is a bed that you can have for years, and right now you can get $300 off. I'm sorry. I was wrong. You can get $600 off on the number one rated Sleep Number i8 bed. What can you say about that except it's the lowest price ever, and you can get it right here in town by heading down to the Target Shopping Center, going to see the Sleep Number people. But let me tell you something else. Number one in Consumer Reports, Sleep Number. Made in America, Sleep Number. Guaranteed, Sleep Number. People we talk to have had it for decades, Sleep Number. You can't get any better than this. And how much is that night's sleep worth to you for another decade? I tell you what, it has worked for us. We are extremely happy with Sleep Number. Head on down. See Brian and Janice over there in the Target Shopping Center at the Sleep Number store. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. A lot of things to talk about. You know, I frankly really, really enjoyed the editorial in the Record Searchlight written by the editorial staff and thoroughly agreed with it. I know. What can I say? We'll be right back. Right after these messages, Carl and Linda Bott. I'm going to go drink a solution now.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would just like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The bobtail drivers are busy delivering kerosene in the mountains, so give Danny a call and get on the delivery list. Johnny's been installing a lot of Toyo heaters, which are also great Christmas presents. So give him a call for a free estimate. Beth and Sherry have been doing a lot of pay-forward accounts, which really helps out this time of year. Robin has clear pearl at the Corning plant now for all the portable heaters. Joe up in Weaverville has clear and red Carol on card lock 24/7. So wherever you are, give us a call. When it comes to keeping people warm for the winter, nobody does it better than Northern Lights Energy. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Happy holidays.
Holiday season is among us. What to get family, friends, neighbors, or coworkers? Well, check out Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew has a variety of wine, cigars, assorted coffees and teas, and other goodies. If you're searching for those under $20 gifts, Tobacco and Brew has just received a shipment of armored wallets priced at just $9.99. Be smart. Be protected from identity theft with an armored wallet. Great stocking stuffer. Also new at Tobacco and Brew in the largest walk-in humidor, Headley Grange. Four Kicks, J.D. Howard Reserve, and Super Ligero, all top-rated by Cigar Aficionado. While you're there, get your coffee by the pound. Holiday favorites, pumpkin spice, s'mores, and the special of the month, Sally's Strawberry Mocha, 16 ounces for just $3.50. It's all at Tobacco and Brew.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, 7:18 in the morning. I want to shout out again to all of those folks that we saw yesterday for Christmas for the Troops and all the people who came out. We saw so many
people,
wonderful people that have been our
Frank
friends
Rose.
and listeners and just, you know, supporting us, which we appreciate. We come out, we support the troops and all those people that really, really believe in thanking the military, those people who serve our country.
And, you know, one of the people that support our military is Tobacco and Brew.
2143 Hilltop Drive, where you get your best coffee beans in the world. You just heard the commercial, and yes, all the goodies inside of Tobacco and Brew. Check it out. You're looking for those last minute stocking stuffers, and I like to get the core. I like to get a quarter pound of beans, and I just think people love that. They just love to smell the cookie doodle. It's just a cool thing to stick in one of your gifts.
Yeah, that's right. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Speaking of cookie doodle, I'm going down to have my colonoscopy today. I thought that was a good
segue. Some of your cookies removed?
Yeah, I hope not. I hope none of my cookies get removed. But you know what? Here's the thing. We have Dr. Danuka, of course, is on our show on a regular basis. Once a month, he comes on and talks. He doesn't talk about medicine usually. His wife usually comes on and talks about different types of cancer. One day they both came in here and they talked about three cancers that are curable, very, very, very curable. And one of them is almost even preventable, and that's colon cancer. But the only way you can check on colon cancer, because it's way back up in there, is a colonoscopy. And guess what? If you are on Social Security, if you are on almost any type of insurance, guess what? It's free. That's right. The whole kit and caboodle is. And if you're a veteran and you're being seen at the VA, it's free. Not only that, but Dr. Danuka also works at the VA because he heard, you know, the VA reached out because they were way behind in these procedures. So Dr. Danuka and one of his staff come over there, and they've helped him catch up. You know what, Paige Danuka, your talents where they belong, and frankly, you know, you help people.
Well, you've decided to do this thing where you have to go in for 11:30 today, so you had to do half of the gallon last night and half this morning. So I was sharing it with you because, you know, you've been through it, and you have to drink that stuff, that Go Lightly, whatever it's called. And in order to, you know, be thoroughly clean when you go in to be scoped. So, yeah, I like the fact you're talking about it.
I am.
Because it's
so
real.
In fact, I'm still drinking it. And, you know, it is a tasty beverage. And you can't even add something like Jack Daniels to it because they frown on that. It's a type of thing that, so I haven't had anything to eat since noon yesterday, except this stuff and a clear liquid, which is called water. So at some point today, I'll probably try to kill Just Bob.
Hey, today
I see him walk by again.
The biggest mailing day of the year. And just wanted to share with you five helpful tips on the most costly shipping mistakes we make. So, number one, deliver directly to the recipient. This may sound like the most obvious piece of advice, but every year, countless people order an item online, ship it to themselves, and then drag the parcel to a shipping depot or the post office to get it delivered. With most websites offering low-cost or free shipping and inexpensive gift wrapping services, order online and have the retailer do your dirty work. Number two, make sure the address is 100% correct. Even a minor address correction by FedEx costs $12. Some other carriers charge even more. Number three, don't leave the package dimensions blank. When you're filling out the shipping form, many of us leave the dimensions blank and let the carrier fill it in. That omission can create the fees during shipping, and in some cases with small carriers, it slows down the shipping process. Number four, exploit the envelope. Do you like that? Exploit the envelope. Always a surprise.
I like pushing the envelope.
How much you can stuff into an envelope or carrier's official envelope. For gift cards that can be packed flat rather than in store shipping boxes or items that you're sending on your own, using an envelope instead of a small box can sometimes cut your costs in half. Number five, remember National Free Shipping Day. Get this. National Free Shipping Day.
What day is that?
This Thursday, December 18th, is National Free Shipping Day, which means most major retailers will offer free shipping with guaranteed delivery in time for Christmas alongside some other promotions.
Wow. Okay. Well, today is the largest shipping day of all days, which means that we won't mail today. We'll try and mail tomorrow, even though we said we wanted to mail it 2 weeks ago. Okay.
Let's talk about this weekend, Saturday. That was a really cool day for you.
It was. It was. I was. Besides, it was Reads Across America, which I really sorely missed because I really love that. I really like that. I really like the expression of faith and of remembering our veterans. And, you know, we push it real hard. But on Saturday, I was asked by Congressman LaMalfa last year and again this year to sit on the board that selects the Academy nominees, the West Point, Annapolis, the Air Force Academy, and the Merchant Marine Academy. And he gets to have eight in there at a time. And so, I'm sorry, 10 at a time. So, you know, with people graduating, this is the second year. So we were able to pick eight. One for the Air Force Academy, two for the Naval Academy, one for the West Point, and four for the Merchant Marine Academy. Now, just an aside here, the Merchant Marine Academy it's a gem. It's a hidden gem because very, very few people really put in for that. And it's the same type of education that you get at any of the service academies, you know, except, you know, it's going for the water side of it, the naval side of it. But the graduates can then be commissioned into the other services. So you can go through the Merchant Marine Academy and end up in the Navy or the Army or the Marines. The Air Force. It's another service academy. So, but we saw 15 young men and women, outstanding examples of our scholastic and athletics here. One of the young men from last year is playing football at West Point, in fact, even though West Point lost again to the Navy for the 13th straight time.
Close game, though. There was a good fight
They fought it all the way to the end. Yeah, it was cool. It was not a blowout. It was not a blowout, and they were throwing new things in at them, and it was a well-fought game.
We liked how we recorded it because we couldn't see it live, but we enjoyed how it was. You know, like at college ball.
The cadets and the plebes.
Yeah, it's not, it's still this like passionate, these kids are 18, 19, 20. It's just cool to see, you know, there's a different thing that happens that's so slick with pro ball. It's still this, you know, the fumbles, the piles, just the mistakes they make. There's just such passion in it. And to watch the stands, it was really heartfelt.
It was when you watched the cadets and the plebes were all out there. The midshipmen, I should say. The midshipmen were all out there, you know, chanting and cheering. And it was good. I always enjoy watching that game, even if it's one of those. Let's go to the phones. We got a phone call here. Henry, good morning. Hello, Henry. Good morning.
I say good morning.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yes. I can now. We turned you up.
Oh, okay. I'm turned up. Say, you know, you were talking about medical procedures. I'm wondering if the city of Reading might need a colonoscopy.
They might need one, too?
They may need one, too. You know, this kind of puzzles me. For about a week, everybody was upset about voter fraud, about collusion, about all kinds of things, and now it just seems to go away. Why isn't the attorney general looking into this? Why isn't the grand jury looking into this?
Well,
are the people not concerned about this?
Well, I think what they've said is, from what I understand from last week, is that it is in front of the attorney general, and I think they are putting it in front of the grand jury. Now, whether the attorney general chooses to look at it or if the grand jury chooses to look at it is up to them.
Well, I understand that, but it should be at least presented and kept alive, you know. I mean, what's happened isn't exactly correct.
Well, what they've got is it is moving forward, but it's going to take a while, like anything that moves with government.
Well, you know, I've never seen any of this on any of the TV channels, even the local ones, and I'm wondering why.
They have they had it in the Record Searchlight. I'm not sure if they had it in on Channel 7. I don't watch, you know, I don't see all their news all the time.
Well, I don't either, but I have, you know, once in a while my wife turns on one of the local channels, and I've never seen anything about it.
Yeah. Well, that might be something to ask them. Anyway, yeah, it's not over yet.
And with our new
radio show, All In, with Patrick Jones and Tom Corrado, I don't think they're going to turn it loose.
No, I don't think they're going to turn it loose. So, and I don't blame them.
Anyway, that starts at 11 o'clock on this Sunday.
Okay, well, anyway, maybe we could do that for the city of Reading, what we just talked about, and clean the whole works out from inside out.
Okay. Nice thought. Okay. Thanks, Henry.
Bye.
Bye. You know, I like that. You know. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy. is a consummate instructor. He's, of course, NRA trained, as all of his other instructors are. And for a limited time, he's going to provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic course. The reason he does that is if you don't have a pistol yet, get you through the course. You can be exposed to different types of pistols that are out there and shoot, and he will help you in your selection, and he will also train you after you've bought your pistol, bring you back out again. How do you get into Northern Firearms Instruction? You give him a call at 999-1822 or check out his website, readingccw.com. Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to be right back. I want to talk about editorial in the Record Searchlight. And I think it's an important editorial. I'm going to ask you all to do something. This is a call to action. And we'll be right back.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Looking for a gift your friends and family can enjoy all year long? Memberships for Turtle Bay Exploration Park always make the perfect gift. This holiday season, the value is even better. All gift memberships are $15 off through November and December. That's just $65 for a year of Turtle Bay fun for 2 adults and up to 4 children. Give the gift of exploration this year for just $15 off. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use
one of the great albums. You know, I listen to that Seriously Sinatra on when I'm driving down to Sacramento and listen to, so every now and then Nancy does like Capitol Reprise. And there was a time there from the late, like middle 50s until early 60s when he was so in his prime. And back in those days, These guys recorded live. They just went in with the orchestra and just laid a vocal down. It just, they didn't have tracks. Like, five times you sang and in five days you sang, and then they just would take a line and a word and throw things around. I mean, so you just think about the phrasing. Incredible. Anyway.
Big thank you going out right now.
Okay. We want to do, I wish we had a big applause button here. You know, we've been talking about this in the last month or two. You have to go. We can laugh about it. Well, I called in and said, but I've already been past my doo-doos.
This medical moment is brought to you by...
We should have a sound of a toilet
we
flushing.
We probably shouldn't make him laugh.
Okay. We'd like to really thank our Turtle Bay donors, the people that donated for on Liberty on the Border. And we want to go through all of them today. So are you okay?
Well, most of them. We still have lists of names that are up on the wall.
We still got more.
At the Turtle Bay exhibit, Liberty on the Border, we had put out a call to our friends, our families, our listeners, and said, please join us in being an umbrella for KCNR that we have supported what it is to have this major, wonderful exhibit in Turtle Bay. So we want to thank Pug and Van Voris, Judy Maxwell.
It's
Pugh and Van. Sorry, I have a friend named Pug DeWitt, and I've been thinking about him. Pugh and Van Voris, thank you. Their attorneys in town: Judy Maxwell, the Mickelsons, Richard Goyne, the Verhoogs, Jim and Bonnie Sharp, Leonard Silverman, Kristen Schrader, Trish Clark, Sheriff Tom Basenko, Don Schulman, Frank Strazzarino, Ted Leidy, Pam and Rick Hill, Frank and Kathy Muse, Sharon Clark, Mike DeQuisto, Doug LaMalfa, Ted and Pauline Arellano, Eric Woodstrom, James and Susan Spencer, Bob Kurlock, Jimbo and Sue at KLXR, Roberta Withrow, Michael and Linda Warren, Mike and Bertha Michalek, and we have several more that we're going to announce. You know, we just want to keep saying their names because these people came forward in all increments.
All their names are going to be up on the wall.
All increments to make the Liberty on the Border happen, and we just are so glad that we were able to get that accomplished. Thank you.
Editorial in the Record Searchlight this weekend. And, you know, frankly, some of the editorials suck. But this one is...
I hate that word.
Okay, I'm sorry that I used that word. This one, though, was great. And the thing about it is what they said was in the editorial was that with the new the big thing is about working together and moving the city forward and of all the important things facing us the unfunded liabilities, all these things that are going on, business, everything. What do they choose to vote on immediately? Is the one about moving public comment from the first part of the meeting to the end, and doing away with the electric, the REU commission that was set up, a year ago, and the person who's driving both of these are Missy MacArthur, but Missy's got support from Francie Sullivan, and obviously the first time also from the two newest members of the city council, Brent Weaver and Kristen Schrader. And like the Record Searchlight says, there are people that say a couple guys that get up there, and they are, they say things that are, you know, attacks on different members of the city council or the staff. And it's rude, but they only get 3 minutes. The bottom line is that moving the public comment back to the end of the meeting is bad. It stifles public opinion. It stifles public opinion very much. And the way it does that is, even though that Missy says and the other side, well, we're there to listen to them. They get their right to say things, but they get the time to say it. They don't know when it's going to be. It could be 11 o'clock at night. It could be 11:30 at night. It could be at midnight. It could be earlier than that. But the bottom line is it's only 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes. And Kristen and Brent, y'all were elected as new city council members to listen to the people. And here's a chance to do it. You haven't even been, you may have been sitting and observing the council, but you're sitting up there now. Now you're listening. Now you are decision makers. You need to take the time to listen to the people. After 6 months or 8 months or a year and you're saying, well, you know what, this is counterproductive, then do it. But why would you come in here and the first thing you do is cut off public comment? And you say, oh, but we're not. Well, yes, you are. Because you have people that have to get up in the morning that have regular jobs. I don't know if Gary Catt has a regular job. I don't know if, I don't think Kristen's got a regular job. I don't think Francie's got a regular job. And I don't think Misty's got a regular job to come in at, where they have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and work. Or if they have kids at home, that they have to take care of. But what is so hard about letting the people speak from 6 o'clock to 6:30 in front of the city council? Bob?
One of the things that I found was the dismissive nature of, well, it's just the same people talking about the same thing over and over.
Not.
So what?
It's, and even if it was, but it's not. There's other times. I've gone down there and spoken twice. But frankly, I'm not going to wait till 11 o'clock at night to do that. Because it'll be something that's come up that, because 11 o'clock at night, I've been asleep for an hour and a half. Because I get up in the morning. And it's not just me. It's so many other people. And the Record Searchlight is right on about this. Give the people a chance to listen. And so here's what your call to action is, my friends. One, call down to the city hall and call every one of the city council people. Say you are against moving the public comment to the end of the meeting. You want to call them now, and we're going to give you that number here. Bob, look up that number for City Hall, for the City Council. Just get on there and go to the City of Reading portal and go in there and look for City Council and the main number there. And you call them and say you are against them moving the comment section, the public comment section, to the end of the meeting. And then tomorrow, if you haven't done it before, and I'm going to remind you, head on down to the City Council and be there at 6 o'clock. And put in there and just say, this is the first time I've been here, and I really believe we need to keep this at the beginning where you can hear it instead of the end where it does stifle. And the buses, people are riding buses and the buses don't run. Francie says, well, we can make exceptions for some people. Francie, that means then you control everything then. So, no. Let the people talk. Let the people express themselves from 6 to 6:30. Each one of them only has 3 minutes. So what's that, 10? You can't listen to 10 people? That's the thing. What's the number, Bob?
225-4055 is the main number down there at City of Reading. It's on the agenda, staff report, and minute page on CI Reading CAUS.
There you go. You know what? That's the and the thing is with public comment, you know, you can make them stick to the agenda. I don't care. But moving it to the end is wrong. Now, the second thing is they brought up the idea, Missy brought it up, is to do away with the REU commission. Well, it was just set up last year and they meet monthly and it's taken them a while to come up to speed on what's going on there. I think it's cost the taxpayers $46,000. Ooh, $46,000. Well, considering they've got, this $20 million budget, I don't think $46,000 is too much on this. And there's a lot of things this commission is doing and can report on, and will be doing that. But to just do away with this commission is wrong. You need to give them, you established it. So now let it ride. Let it ride and let them come out with some things. And, for our newest city council members, please do this. This is a chance to, talk about it, work together, let this thing go on. There's some things going on in REU that haven't come out yet. And the only way they're going to come out is through the commission, because they're the only ones that are looking at it. Come on. Anyway, Record Searchlight, you're right on this one, buddy. And also the League of Women Voters, by the way, is also very strongly supporting keeping the public comment in the beginning. All right. Remember, give them that phone call, call them at that number, and also show up tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the city council chambers. I'm going to be there. All right. Cheers.
Did you talk about Saturday?
I didn't talk. Yeah, I did. I talked about
a little bit about.
Yeah. Oh, well, being there with these wonderful, wonderful young men and women.
Future.
The future. I was there with General Steele, by the way. OK Steele. Isn't that a great name?
What a great name.
OK Steele. 82 years old. He's a legend in the Marine Corps. And OK Steele. What a guy. And he's got a son. He's got a son. I
know. Sounds like OK Corral.
Well, his name
means OK Steele.
Yeah. Well, his name's Orlo. And he said, it's always been okay. Okay Steele. And he is fifth generation of living up in Grass Valley. Grass Valley. Came back home. Son was a full colonel, or he may have been a brigadier. I'm not sure. In the Marine Corps too. So great guy. And then two other really fine gentlemen, Fred and BC, that are just and we sat there and we listened. Okay, here's the one thing that went all the way across for all of them except one, maybe two. The term "yeah" and "you guys."
Oh yes.
They were talking to us. This is they're getting ready to, you know, they're being looked at by these, you know, by four, you know, we're all senior guys. And we're here to pick them to go on to the military
West
academy.
West Point, Annapolis,
or Air Force Academy. And yeah, you guys. And one of them was chewing gum. And I'm sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, what are you thinking of? What are you possibly thinking of? And, but if it would just been one or two of them. But it was all of them. And
not all of them chewed gum, right?
No. Just one chewed gum. But the one thing we did do. Was we said, you know, and it started with General Steele, and then we all kind of like, we all took our turns doing it. Is when you're talking to senior people, especially in the military, you got to figure that they're not you guys, and you don't say yeah to them. You say yes. Yes, sir's better, but yes. And get rid of you guys, because you go to a plea, you go to your, this summer, you get selected and you go to the academy this summer. It's going to be tough on you. And if you're using the word yeah all the time. But let me tell you, though, these young men and women are just superb. I mean, like leaders in their community. They're, you know, number one in their classes. Kids from UPrep, number one at UPrep. And you can imagine, he speaks Latin. He went to China. He speaks Mandarin Chinese. And he's going to, you know, he got his first choice. He was right up there at the top, along with several others from all over, Wairika and other places. Anyway, great bunch. Really happy to be there. Very proud to do that. We need to take a break.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReddingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Oh, that's real funny,
you
Bob.
You know what's killer?
That's real funny, Bob.
Bonnie and Jim Sharp just brought, and they just felt, they had their hands over their eyes. Because you're like, oh, my God. And then kind of like, you know, the hand over the mouth, kind of like chuckle. We're so sorry, Carl. We just made you this fabulous wine bundt cake, you know, this fabulous Christmas cake. And I'm sorry, you can't have it right now because, and Carl comes out with this empty container of Go Lightly.
This gallon.
I finished it. Well, hopefully you can stay around to the 8 o'clock hour, but if not, Doug McConnell will be here and I can interview Doug McConnell. He can be here. He's a good buddy and we can, you know, where do you want to just turn it over to Doug? He's got so many great stories. He could talk about just everything. So I love it.
One of the things you need to talk about right now, though, is Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Talk about a great place to go shopping.
You've been talking about that a lot lately, so I'm wondering if I have a goodie tucked under the tree.
Well, you don't. You know what? It's just, well, maybe you do. Because if I did, and I'm not saying I did, it's going to be Four Winds Jewelry because Leonard gives you the best prices and the best things in town. If you have not gone down there and looked at his estate jewelry or everything else he has, 45 years in the business, this man knows.
And he has stuff in the safe, okay?
Yeah, he does. Ask him to see the special stuff.
Yeah, say, you know, I'm really looking for stuff. And he'll
You just tell him what you're looking for. That's the other thing. People have gone in there and ranging up, I mean, we're talking $100,000 rings, and he finds them. He finds them, and he knows where they're at, and some of them he has himself. All the way down to very, very reasonably priced, really good jewelry right there. 21 years at that location. He's having a big sale, Christmas sale. He's open from 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday, so he's there. He'll be there in about an hour and a half. It's the best jewelry store you're going to find in Northern California easily. Give him a call at 222-2750 or just head on down to 2225 Hilltop right across from Sierra Gibbs. Okay, I went through my thing on the editorial. We're talking about mailing it. We talked about Doug LaMalfa and, Proposition 47. One of the things, and it's on the front page of the paper, but we talked about this a few weeks ago when this thing first broke, so I'm glad to see the Record Searchlight's catching up, is that here's what Proposition 47 causes. These people that have these felonies reduced to misdemeanors no longer then have the impetus to go into drug rehab programs. And this is what Lucky Jezrani told me weeks ago, which we brought up here. Lucky is an assistant DA over at, you know, here at Shasta County. He used to have a show on the station here. It was a good show, but he had to let that go when he went to work for the county. Anyway, Lucky says, here's our problem is that now we don't have that club to hold over their heads to get them into these programs. It's because now they're a misdemeanor, so now they just ignore it because they're not going to go to jail. They don't care. Now they don't have to do this. So a huge, huge, impact. It's one of those unintended consequences when you do something like this, which we already knew was a mistake. So now you've got them, so now they don't even have to go in there and see and be helped. I want to talk about something that's a little – Sandy Hook. It's the second anniversary of Sandy Hook and those children being killed and the teachers being killed by this young man who is obviously mentally deranged. I'm hearing – you know, I hear things and I've heard things where people say Sandy Hook isn't true, that Sandy Hook never happened, that Sandy Hook was a false flag that the government ran – and this and the parents of eight of the students have just filed claims in the court. They filed writs in the courts this week. And you only have 2 years and for wrongful death. Now I'm not sure who they're suing. It won't be the gun company, I don't think. And I'm not sure who, I don't know if you can sue the city or the schools. I don't know who they're suing, but they are suing. Now, people say that it never happened. And the people who say it never happened, I can't imagine where their thought process is. And they use these little things like, well, the helicopter was flying over and looked like nobody was running away from the school. But if you look at when the helicopter flew over but the bottom line is I heard this on a show one day. So I called that place. They said Sandy Hook in that town where Sandy Hook was at has only been it's like a suburb committee. It's only been there, or community, only been there for a few years. Those people, you know, all lived there, you know, moved in at the same time and blah, 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 blah. So I called there. I called that town. That town's been there since 1600. It's one of the first towns in America. And the other thing is then I talked to somebody at the VFW. Guess what? They all think it happened. They all know people that it, know that it affected. Wow. And then I called the newspaper. I called and talked to the editor who was at first reticent about talking about it till he found out who I was and what I wanted to know. And then he started talking. It's a published weekly, this newspaper. And he says, I cannot figure out why people think this didn't happen. Why would they believe that these little children were not killed? Why would they believe this? And I say, well, there's this fact and this fact. He says, it's just ridiculous. He says, I went to the funerals. It happened. I know the families. It happened. So I find this just really kind of reprehensible, frankly, to hear some of the radio shows you hear out there that are saying that, you know, that question this. I don't, you know what? I'm not an expert, but I did call back there and talk to the people from that area. And I just find it, I find it strange. But speaking about that. Change it up a little bit.
Absolutely correct. First of all, we want to change gears a bit here and thank our loyal chat pack. We want to get a breakfast in again with you guys, maybe between Christmas and New Year's, or how about the first week of January is what I'm thinking, and bring in 2015.
Off, let's get our chat pack together.
I'm
going
to take everybody, you guys, to breakfast, and we'll go do, we'll do like we've done, because we love you guys, and, you know, we thrive on hearing little side conversations. It's like, you know, we heard from Sun Gold this morning about the coffee beans and the soap. So three
from
places
Enjoy, yeah.
that I have gone to that for stocking stuffers, of course, have been Tobacco and Brew next door with Dandelion, because you know they have all these Christmas trees and they have like Christmas stockings and they have Christmas things. And by the way, folks, walked in the other day with a girlfriend that popped in, and I said, let's just run by Dandelion. They were handing out a wish list. So if you or your husbands, guys, encourage your woman, like, what do you want for Christmas? This is not pressure. But if you feel like you want to give a Christmas present, then and give something that you know that she's going to love or your daughter or something. They call is a wish list. So you can go through the store. This is interesting. You go through the store, you pick out what you want, you put it on a tray. They take a picture of it on their cell phone there at the store. So they have an account of what item is that you want. And then they write it down so they have a record. And so the guy can go in and say, whatever Janie wants, this is, you know, these are the things that I would like to get her. So I saw that happen the other day, and I thought it was fantastic. Also, we were able to squeeze in a movie over the weekend, Exodus, Gods and Kings. Of course, I'm a total Ridley Scott fan. I didn't know what to think at the beginning because there's nothing like a Gladiator. I can watch Gladiator over and over and over again. To me, it's just the most, one of the, you know, top favorite films for me. So, I love Ridley Scott. And any film that he's basically done, Black Rain, you know, Alien, he's just done some great movies. And so Gods and Kings was his newest release. Well, this weekend it bumped Hunger Games from the top of the North American box office, ending its three-week dominance, according to industry estimates. It stars Christian Bale as Moses, rising up against the Egyptian pharaoh Ramses. Exodus ranked 24.5 million in a debut weekend, according to box office tracker Exhibitor Relations. So the detail of all of the Egyptian, if you like, you know, Egyptian artifacts and all that, it was just fascinating to see the details. I am sure it will be in the Oscars as far as, like, the costumes at least. It was just phenomenal that way. What'd you think?
I thought it was really good. I thought the special effects were superb. Filmed in Spain and the Canary Islands and Egypt. But it showed kind of what I really think that the capital of Egypt looked like right back then. You know, I mean, I think that it was really, the special effects and the historical part looked really good. We got to take a break. We're going to take a break for the news, maybe longer. We have Dr. Doug McConnell coming in. Is it raining outside? I hear this gurgling in here. We'll be right back after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police say that the Sydney Cafe hostage situation is over after more than 16 hours. A flurry of loud bangs erupted early Tuesday local time as a swarm of heavily armed police officers stormed the building. Also, we know a bomb disposal robot was employed at the scene. The details are still emerging. U.S. manufacturing output in November surpassed its pre-recession peak as auto production kicked into a higher gear. It all bodes well for next year, according to Chief Economist Chad Moutre at the National Association of Manufacturers.
Manufacturers are, you know, upbeat as we move into 2015, and, you know, we certainly have seen a lot of increased demand and output lately, and consumer confidence has been up, and hopefully, this bodes well for the new year.
And the Federal Reserve says factory production rose 1.1% last month. Also at SRNNews.com, more rain in the forecast for California, but the two water-bearing fronts approaching the region are not packing anything like the wallop delivered by a major storm last week, a so-called Pineapple Express. The National Weather Service says a storm dropping between an inch and 2 inches of rain through this morning in the San Francisco Bay and Sacramento regions would be the first wave. A second one set to come later. Neither is expected to cause much harm. Merriam-Webster has selected culture as its 2014 word of the year. The dictionary maker based its pick and nine runners-up on significant increases in lookups this year. Editor-at-large Peter Sokolowski says the most surprising word on the list, perhaps, is a multi-word French phrase, and it shows the power of advertising.
Je ne sais quoi is the French phrase that means I know not what, and in English it means a pleasant quality that's hard to describe, and it was used in a commercial for Sonic about buffalo wings.
And the word joins Oxford Dictionary's vape, and that's the darling of the e-cigarette movement, and exposure that came up in relation to the Ebola outbreak. This is SRN News.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, so...
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
For 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has offered unbelievable low prices on hardwood flooring. This December, those prices just got even lower. No need to comparison shop. We've lowered our prices on hundreds of hardwood, laminate, and bamboo floors. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood for an unbelievable $189 and save up to 60% on our thickest and best laminates. Over 80 first quality laminates are now up to 40% off. Over 50 beautiful bamboo floors are up to half off. Plus, get up to 18-month special financing. Some stores claim to have the lowest prices, but seeing is believing. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Scientists often test drugs in mice. Now some cancer patients are doing the same with the hope of curing their own disease. Dr. Angela Davies says her company implants a patient's biopsied cancer tumor right into a mouse.
We implant that tumor tissue into a mouse that doesn't have an intact immune system so that we can grow that tumor and then test different drug therapies to be able to predict which drugs are going to work best in a patient.
And how successful are those predictions? Well, Dr. Davies says a review of about 70 cancer patients found that some 70% of the time, what worked in the mice does work in people.
This is done taking into account many different factors, which truly allows a personalized approach for the patient.
The company pays a private lab to breed mice that carry bits of their own tumor, so treatments can be tried first on those customized rodents. The idea is to see which drugs might work best in people. This is SRN News. In Newbury, Massachusetts, police say a puppy discovered what turned out to be a human bone buried on the beach. Carrie Kimball Monahan is with the Essex District Attorney's Office and says Plum Island Beach is not the kind of place where you would expect to find a body or any bones.
There's a wildlife sanctuary. It's a popular place to bird watch. I know local people use it for walking dogs as well as just walking.
Investigators with cadaver dogs later found several more bones. Police confirmed the bones are human. Authorities blame an ice resurfacing machine for a suspected carbon monoxide leak that sent dozens of people to hospitals after a junior hockey game at a Wisconsin rink. The head of the Dells Ducks, Bill Zambioni, says first the goalie came off sick and then some others.
That started it, and then maybe half an hour after that, we actually had a player pass out, and that's when we started making our phone calls to the EMS.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:05 in the morning on today is the 15th of December. This is the biggest shopping, or not shopping day, but mailing day. Of course, for shopping, everybody knows that men have 10 more shopping days until Christmas. Women who've already shopped for Christmas already, they've already got their stuff laid out. But men, we've still got 10 days. But today is when you mail it. Anyway, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
I'd like to do a poll, Carl. I'd like to do a poll of how many women wait till Christmas Eve to shop.
There's none.
I just want to know, is there somebody out there that just waits till Christmas Eve to shop? And we know that Christmas is so much more than just giving of gifts. In fact, a really good report this morning, something was very heartwarming I want to share with you. Some people that want to be like silent Santas went in, it was reported somewhere in the nation that they went into a Toys R Us and all of the presents, or you could pick one or two that were on layaway. Somebody went in, is up to $20,000 for one of the stores.
Wow.
They went in and paid off all of the, so that then when these people came in to go get their bread, it just makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
Those are the beautiful things. So we know that Christmas isn't just about, oh, we got to give the physical gift. It's so much more about the heart of giving. And there was a wonderful article this weekend, and I wish I would have cut it out, but it was something about the child that lies in the heart of all of us is what comes out at Christmas. You want to try to embrace that. Currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios, and it's going to be 46 today. So what you see is what you get when you go outside. Yeah. It's rain, and tonight the same all through the week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated. Give them a call at 365-3793. And, Carl, shout out to Mark for bringing in those Meyer lemons.
Mark and Muriel, thank you so much.
He thought it was weird because I scraped the skin of one of them and then rubbed it on my neck. He went, oh. I've never seen that done. Well, I'll tell you, that's how you make lemon scrub, you know, salt scrub and everything. That Meyer lemon, there's so much nutrient in it. So why not wear a little lemon peel rind on your neck for the day?
Stick them in your bra. Put them in your underwear. Put them all there. Yeah, there you go. Hey, look. By the way, Angel says that she never shops on Christmas Eve. And Sungold says, never. On Christmas Eve, we are all picking crab and having family time.
Ooh, I love it.
Exactly. So we're usually giving hugs and kisses, laughing, etc. on Christmas Eve. No, no, not guys. We're out there. We're looking for that final present. We're going out there and saying, I think she'll like this comb. I think she'll like this oil change. Maybe this freshener, air freshener for her car. What do you think, Dr. Doug?
Hey, actually, I can prove Linda's correct. Right across the street from UCLA Hospital, when I was a resident, was Bullock's Westwood. And the standard strategy for most of the residents in training, who were almost all men then, was to rush across the street on the December 24th because we had a lot of time constraints on getting around and shopping. But when you walked in there, you saw very few women shoppers. There were a lot of desperate men. But the advantage was the choices were quite a bit fewer. Therefore, you didn't have 20 perfumes to select from. You had what was left. And, of course, anything you bought was also returnable because they didn't really have gift cards then, the same thing. But a purchase with a receipt was as good as letting the woman go back and shop. During anyway, it seemed to work. My sisters and my mom seemed to understand that it was last minute. But in truth, well, you saw very few women in Bullock's Westwood on December 24th.
You've heard of Chanel No. 5, right?
Oh, yeah.
The only thing left at Bullock's on December 24th is Chanel No. 62. and it smells like an old locker room.
Right.
But
you're saying
it's the thought.
The woman to who you give that and where she rejects it, but she won't tell you, then has a credit at Bullock's Westwood, and she gets to go spend that. That's
actually
the gift. But,
there you go. There's the gift. It doesn't make a difference whether you like it or not.
Guys,
here's the receipt. Go take it back.
Yeah. This is caveman culture, okay?
It is. It was.
You know, speaking of –
Pop Sets.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl. Hey, Linda. Hey, Doc. How y'all doing?
We are fine.
We're fine, Terry. How are you?
I'm good.
Big night tonight.
Drinking that yummy colonoscopy stuff.
Huh? Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I'm thinking of adding a little, maybe a little lemon, little Meyer lemon to it.
Actually, Terry, because he's a Marine, they double the dose because there's anatomic reasons they need to deal with them. But that's coming from an Army vet.
Yeah, an army vet.
Yeah, the first doctor I ever had that did that was cross-eyed. It was tough. You know, he had this light on his forehead, you know, cross-eyed, and his fingers were all like thumbs. Enjoy yourself, buddy.
Yeah.
Tonight at the tea party.
You know, for the last 3 weeks, Terry, I don't know, if they changed your meds or something, man, you've been singing, you're coming in with jokes. Come on, what's going on here?
What? This is just the real me.
The real you. Okay.
2015, baby.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, you
tonight
got some
at the tea party.
Yeah.
At 2570 Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock, Mark Baird will be coming down from Siskiyou County, the spokesman for the state of Jefferson, to speak tonight, and he will take questions.
Great. This is this guy is, not that you're not, but he is a true expert also on all this.
Amazing, and I concur about what you said about the free speech thing this morning. Good job this morning, Carl. That's so true.
Well, you know what? Frankly, I find it, you know, I just don't understand. 30 minutes, and you've got our two newest city council members, you know, voting for this. And the, you know, frankly, the idea is to listen to the people, and putting it at the end of it is just not a good idea. The League of Women Voters have rolled in here. You know, we've been talking about it. The show's been talking about it, and Record Searchlight finally leaned in. So it's time to go down there and just say, hey, look, listen to the people. It's, you know, it just, you know, put on your big kid's panties and just listen, you know.
Well, sometimes people are afraid of things that might come out.
Well, that could be. And sometimes they don't want to listen. Now, frankly, there's a couple people that get in there that are ranting for 3 minutes, and is there anything productive out of it? But what about all the other productive spots that come out, all the productive things that are said in there?
Well, and just an aside, I mean, I understand the issues probably on both sides, but years ago, Norman Rockwell did a paintings of the four great freedoms of the United States. And if you've ever seen that series.
Yeah.
But the most important one is the one I remember well is a man standing up in his town hall meeting in New England somewhere, a working man. You can see his calloused hands in a jacket. And he's standing up at a public meeting making his points known. And that was one of the
absolutely.
Four
essence that.
Freedoms.
Yes.
You had freedom of want, freedom of fear, but it was the right of speech and to petition. And it's there. And it's one of the four great freedoms of America. And he caught that very well. And that came out during the Second World War is why we are a country.
Right.
And that's one of the four, the ability to stand up and address your
And one of the things that you've got tonight, Terry.
Absolutely. So 6 o'clock, Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 Bonnie View Road, Mark Baird and it truly is a is an opportunity for people to get their questions answered, and we have invited the Board of Supervisors and City Council.
Super. Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Terry.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas. Breaking news. Many of you heard that Sydney, there was a hostage situation. Gunfire erupted early Tuesday. Of course, Sydney's 20 is a day ahead of us. So as police stormed the Sydney Cafe where a gunman had been holding hostages, the crisis appeared to be over. Australian state broadcaster ABC reported. ABC reported that two people were dead and three were in serious condition. Seven people have been taken out of Sydney's cafe on stretchers, and five of them appeared to be receiving treatment immediately. The broadcaster said the fate of the gunman identified as an official with direct knowledge of the situation was Manharon Moniz was unknown. It was also known if any police were injured. Hundreds of police officers, including snipers, had surrounded the Chocolate Cafe in Sydney's Central Business District shortly after the gunman took over the building at 10 a.m. Monday. The gunman demanded a flag and a phone call through hostages who contacted several media organizations. Some had also reportedly posted messages to social networking sites like YouTube online video service. Police urged media early Tuesday to not show the videos. Moniz, also known as Sheikh Haran, pleaded guilty in 2013 to writing letters to Australian service members saying they were Hitler's soldiers, according to Australian media reports. He was believed to be acting alone and does not appear to be part of a broader plot.
Five wounded bad, including the gunman's dead, too.
Yes.
He was in there with, a shotgun. I'm not sure what kind of weapon, but it was a firearm. And I know they had the place surrounded. So I don't know. I'd be interested to see if he started shooting and then the police had to make the run in and get him. Because it seems like with that many people shot, that it seems like maybe he started first. Because if they initiated it, because you could see him through the glass every so often, that a sniper might have been able to had a chance to take him. But anyway, the cafe siege is over in Australia with unfortunately two dead and five wounded very badly.
No CCWs in Australia.
None at all. You have to sit there and just take it.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Dr. Doug McConnell.
Take multiple prescriptions. You know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. It could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days. And it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it. And you won't run out. Save time. Save gas. Save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy. Making your life easier.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
There's nothing like being home for the holidays, yet our animal shelter is full of wonderful dogs and cats that may not have a home of their own this holiday season. During the months of November and December, Haven Humane Society is challenging the community to give 200 shelter pets a home for the holidays. Adoption fees are discounted up to 50%. Please give a shelter dog or cat a place to call home this holiday season. Follow our challenge on Facebook and visit Haven Humane Society at 7449 Eastside Road to bring home the greatest gift of all this holiday season.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Boom, boom, boom.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Boom, 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 boom.
You've been serenading by Dr. Doug McConnell
I've
and Linda Bott.
I've always wanted to be a backup singer.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program.
Bum, 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 bum.
Very nice.
Oh, I always wanted to be doing all that doo-wop.
Well, we got to make that happen.
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay. Well,
we got to sing with the boss.
Good morning. Did you hear that? Carl's walking in with a big smile. Good morning, 46 degrees in the downtown studios. Our guest this morning is Dr. Doug McConnell. Of course, you know, we love our Dr. Doug McConnell, cardiac surgery. You know, can you give us, I know you don't like to brag about yourself, but before we go into, we're going to be talking a little politics and Obamacare, but you basically have gone into like a semi-retirement. You're still working, but you went into the official retirement from Shasta Regional, right?
Yes. I mean, I'm still very much involved there, and I work with management. And we're certainly mm-hmm. going through a search for qualified individuals to replace me, and I'm available every day to back up the OR. And actually, I covered and took care of things on Thanksgiving week. So very much involved with the wonderful folks at the hospital. And but at this point in my life, I'd like to take less night call actually and travel more with my wife, but I'm still a doctor at heart, and so
always
it's not a job, it's a vocation. And mm-hmm. so when we came up here, I sort of came up here as it was a new position, but we sort of fell in love with the family at SRMC and in Reading. I mean, it's a wonderful town. I mean, Bonnie and I we tell everybody our only regret is we didn't come up here 5 years earlier. And that's because of the community and the people and the town, and then particularly the professionals that I'm able to work with at SRMC, and also I'm up in the staff at Mercy now. And you run into just good folks in Reading. I think it's basically wherever you are, you find people that are – they like what they do.
And you're a phenomenal photographer.
Well,
and would you say that your photography skills and your eye grew from some of the subject matter that you've photographed in the last 6 years here?
Yes, absolutely. There's no question. I had two things. One, by contract, I really couldn't be – I had to be able to respond to the hospital in 30 minutes. So I couldn't go anywhere. So now I had to take my interest in photography and say, okay – I drew a circle around Reading on a map and said, okay, here's where I can travel with my car. But in that circle in Reading, the opportunities for seeing landscapes and the God's great beauty in the area here is everywhere. And unlike Long Beach, which is – you can do a lot of urban shooting, I guess, if you wanted to. But there's something about sunrises and sunsets in Reading, or looking over Lima Ranch or on the Sacramento River.
Well, my favorite picture ever is the Diesel Horse,
mm-hmm.
where you have the reflection from the water into the bridge. So it becomes a full circle. It's just – I can't even explain what that photograph does for me.
Mm-hmm.
And you just are so talented. Well, anyway,
I've enjoyed that and the discipline. So here I was in Reading, and yes, the opportunities and then the discipline. I really couldn't leave town much. So and a patient wife who will put up with my getting up before dark.
She is a treasure.
Yeah,
your wife is.
Yeah. So
it was also OBGYN head nurse. So she gets what it is to be
sure.
An emergency, and lives depend on that.
at the retirement party, which was the semi-retirement party, mm-hmm. I calculated we had been on call together 1,861 nights. And so, because when the phone rings, she wakes up too. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes I'd have one nurse in my ear in the hospital with a question about this or change in order, and I'd be getting advice in my other ear. So I would have two nurses to deal with. And I'd say, okay, honey, that's a good suggestion.
Just call them both honey, then you're safe.
Yes. But she's a weird team.
This is fantastic. And we're so blessed to have you in the community. Lots of questions for Doug today. And if you have any calls for him as well, you know, Doug has spoke to so many major bodies of organizations in the North States.
I'd love to. Yes. You know, one of the things that has just come out is Medicaid cuts in 2015. That program's over. And they're talking about over a 50% cut in Medicaid payments to the doctors. Has that changed at all?
I haven't seen the schedules, and I think you and I talked about it at an event we met, and I haven't really seen the official stuff. If it's as you described, Carl.
I've seen it in three or four different publications now.
Then that is a real problem, because already that's been a problem that has been, frankly, in my world, treated as sort of community charity. I've never turned down any patient based on their ability to pay, whether they even had Medicaid or not.
Right.
But even when we had Medicaid, we would sort of roll our eyes and just carry on and do it and then wait for the reimbursement, which often was months. In fact, when I changed my address in Long Beach, I moved in the same zip code, two blocks away from my current place where I'd been for 20 years. And by the time they figured out I'd moved my address, they forced you to reapply because it's a new place to send checks. And they have a computer security system, so new address, new application. And that took them over 6 months before I started receiving checks again. Well, they're a huge bureaucracy, and most people just barely put up with it. If they cut the reimbursement, then they're going to – the poor people who are now being shuttled into Medicaid through the Covered California program, they may have a card. But they aren't going to have a physician, and that's the or a provider. That's the great bait and switch, sadly, going on, because that's a combined federal and state program. And in truth, I actually have the quote at home. The Speaker of the House in Sacramento wanting to jump aboard all this program because there are all these federal dollars. And he said, it's not going to cost the state anything to set up these exchanges and go forward. The Fed's paying for it all. They have a funny idea that money just comes like mana, I guess, from some deity. But the truth is that every time you get into an obligated provision of a service, the state is going to have to pay for all or part of that. Eventually it catches up to them. And when the coffers run dry someday, the unfunded obligations are huge.
$60 million in enrollment. I mean, 60 million people enrolled, bigger than Medicare. Nationwide in Medicaid.
Oh.
Yeah, so I mean, that's huge. And so when you think about the cuts, now every year I heard that they always threaten to cut Medicare too. But this one was in the Obamacare plan, and so unless something's done, they're saying it could be up to 50% in doctors' fees for low-income patients. So, this is a huge thing.
It destroys access.
It destroys access, which leads us to the next question. Emergency rooms. Obamacare and all this Covered California is supposed to take care of this. And so we wouldn't have all these
crowded
emergency rooms. I haven't seen that change.
No, and you probably won't. In fact, I was called by a friend of my wife's who tried to call her physician in town, and basically they really didn't have anybody even covering their practice, and they just said, if you need emergency care, call 911 or go to the ER. The point is that most practices and people aren't willing to deal, or not most, but many, can't do nighttime coverage or extend themselves in the current operating environment. And the single most important thing you're going to see is that practices have a very difficult time either internally having the capital to recruit new graduates. So what you're really seeing is an aging of the physician population. And it's very hard to get new people into practices. Most internal medicine groups had three generations of doctors, the older senior partners, the mid-level guys, and the new fellows a few years out of residency. And I'm talking with my experiences in Long Beach in an urban area. I'm not sure if up here, but you don't see that. There's the opportunities for new grads. There's no one going to hire them except maybe these bigger clinics, you know, in the the Kaisers and so forth, which can do a good job of what they do. But yeah, the subtleties are changing. And in truth, Medicare has been successfully killing or dropping physician specialty reimbursement for 12, 14 years. What I'm reimbursed by the government for coronary bypass has gone down, corrected for inflation, by 72% over 12 years.
72% it's gone down.
Corrected for inflation.
Right, now,
for
a coronary bypass. I understand is getting the implant, a tooth implant, you can make more money off that than you can a coronary bypass.
Absolutely. In fact, using Medicare's pay schedule, I used to actually convert my aortic valve replacement, which takes me about 4.5 hours in the operating room with someone whose heart stopped, and we have to go inside the heart and carve out a calcified valve, sew in a prosthetic valve, get them off bypass, restart the heart, and take care of them for the hospital for about 5 to 7 days after surgery with emergency care, potential bleeding issues, managing all the drugs, critical care, all that. The fee that's paid to me is actually less than what a podiatrist will make doing two complex bunionectomies. Actually, 2.8, I'm sorry. So I would used to go around and I would take my conversion of cardiac surgery and call it bunions. And so basically an individual, the podiatrist, skilled one, I'm sure, can in a morning do three complex bunionectomies. So we could both walk into the operating room at 8 in the morning. And he could do three bunions, and his patients would go home with, you know, the regional or local anesthesia, and they'd be in a walker or crutches. And he'd have to see him in his office, but they'd be outpatients. They wouldn't be up in critical care units on ventilators. And his actual reimbursement from the federal government, when I looked at this several years ago in Long Beach, was about 25% higher than mine for the same hours of work. Interesting. And that's your government at work. They somehow decided to devalue aortic valve surgery, but if you could do three bunions, you could beat me. And and I wasn't talking
I'm
about
not you know, I'm laughing only because it's either laugh or cry. We got to take a break here, yep. Doctor. We're here with Dr. Doug McConnell. Used to head up the whole thoracic and the heart surgery unit over at the Shasta Regional. But are you still alive?
I'm still there in the shadows.
You're still there. I know you're still in there
and
cutting.
I operated 2 weeks ago.
So, I tell you what, if you ever – he's the last person you want to see, but he's also the first person you want to see if you ever have a heart problem. All right. We'll be right back. Carl Bott and Linda Bott. It's Monday, December the 15th. It's going to be raining all day. And also, this is the day to mail those packages. We'll be right back.
A little holiday magic can go a long way, especially when it comes to shopping. Online superstores just don't have the cheer and warmth you need when winter kicks in and the to-do lists get long. But there's one place that really celebrates the season. Mount Shasta Mall's 80 stores and services help you give with confidence, and all the special seasonal events make sure you can enjoy some signature holiday magic. Santa visits and photos are now available daily through Christmas Eve, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Four-legged friends wanting to meet the big guy? They have their own special time. Join Paws and Claws every Wednesday from 5 to 8 p.m. Each evening, the mall comes to life with the wonder of a seasonal snowfall at 5, 6, and 7 p.m. Find the cheer this year when you celebrate and shop at the Mount Shasta Mall. Give a little magic.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Optometrist Dr. Christy Davis provides expert eye care for the whole family. Using the latest technology in eye care and with the help of a friendly and knowledgeable staff, Dr. Davis provides personalized and comprehensive eye care to patients of all ages. Dr. Davis also provides an extensive selection of custom and designer frames to fit any budget. Her helpful frame stylist can find the perfect pair of frames for you. Your eyes deserve the best care. See the difference with Dr. Christy Davis. Call 530-222-7271 and make an appointment with Dr. Davis today. Again, that's 530-222-7271. Or visit us online at davisod.com.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 605-4567. It's December the 15th. If you're a woman, you finish shopping. If you're a man, you've still got plenty of time, plenty of time. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. You know what? I bet they've got stuff in there you could buy. You know, that's what I'm going to tell DC. DC, you need to get some things in there. So when guys come in on the 23rd to get a haircut, they can buy like little geekaws for their wives and special others in there.
Or pajamagrams.
Pajamagrams or something like that. Some lingerie.
Oh, that's,
you know,
cute.
Things in there. Yeah. You know, all there.
I've never gotten a pajamagram.
Men's last strong.
You so want a pajamagram. I know.
Cypress Square Barbershop, discounts for seniors and veterans, Man's Last Stronghold, right off Athens Avenue, across from the subway in Cypress Square Shopping Center. The cheers of barbershops. Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell, and we're talking about, you know, the emergency rooms. You know, we had some of the emergency room doctors in here, you know, one of the ones out in fact, Shasta Regional.
Uh-huh.
And he's a splendid young man. And
they're a great group.
They're all very, very competent and mm-hmm. and he said, you know, he talks about, you know, it's one thing to hear it from older doctors. I mean, you know,
you're referring to me, I think. Okay,
well, yeah,
go ahead.
Well,
all right,
I mean,
all
you're
right.
The oldest doctor I know that's still
seasoned.
Walking. Seasoned. You're a seasoned veteran of the medical wars. But these guys are saying the same thing. Yeah, you know what? And your hands don't shake. I think that's pretty cool. Uh-huh. Anyway, the young doctors are saying the same thing. They're not getting paid. They owe money, a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a dimension.
$300,000 is one doctor up at Mount Shasta. Yeah. $320,000 deals, and they don't get paid that much. And then they're cutting back on their pay, and they're talking about what Obamacare is doing. I mean, these are young men that are just they're looking at their future in medicine, and it's not as bright as it was when you were in that.
I think that would be generally true in my generation. When I graduated from medical school, which would be 1971, no one in my class had debt. There was really no debt. There's a lot of reasons for that. Actually, I blame the federal loan guarantee program for education of causing tuition inflation at state and private universities. But so we worked hard, in fact, but we didn't get paid much. When I finished medical school, I was hired by UCLA as a brand new doctor at $685 a month. That said, you could live on it, but I was not burdened with debt at that point. If you're carrying debt loads, even half of what you're describing, Carl, and actually I know physicians that are, when you start a residency, you're not going to take an 8-year residency training program at very low pay if you're burdened with $120,000 of debt, because the debt service is going to eat into anything you possibly can make. So it discourages people from taking the long training programs such as neurosurgery, orthopedic spine surgery, cardiac surgery. And these are actually the high-end specialists that are needed often for some of the technical aspects of medicine. We also need anesthesiologists and family practitioners and so forth. But the point is that if it comes down to a choice of length of training between two fields, you might be forced to change what you're interested in to take something else that's actually affordable given the debt burden you've acquired in your education, which is sad. I think basically physicians should be free or would love to – should do what they really have feel they have a calling to do. And I feel blessed that in our era, basically I was a bachelor and taking an 8-year training program following medical school was – I said, great. It's an interesting field. I can go do that. Now you don't have that choice, sadly, which is going to change, affect medicine very subtly. There's a lot of law of unintended consequences rippling through systems when central planners try to basically get in and change a whole system. And that's what really Obamacare or when the government finances or pays for a goods or service, step back because things are going to change. And despite good intentions or in these initial desires, you will disrupt things that in ways that are not anticipated. And that's true of Medicaid, Medi-Cal, certainly Medicare. And now with the dimension of what is emerging as the Affordable Care Act, that's going to disrupt healthcare, hospitals, and physicians in ways we probably are not yet even contemplating.
It's going to be going for years before.
Oh, no, no. This is like the roller coaster guy, and the guy says, keep your arms and elbows in, and they put the thing on your lap, mm-hmm. and he's just ready to pull the lever, and you're starting up the
right. and all of a sudden you realize that that bar across your lap is not tight.
Well, that could be the problem. But no, I mean, with the changes coming up, particularly with the employer mandate and the job hours effects, and there's no question, you know, a nonpartisan entity such as the CBO has now looked at the rolling future 10-year cost of additional costs over previous operating budgets at the federal level of the Obamacare is huge now. It's up well over $2 trillion. And they're affecting – when they're done, this is the Congressional Budget Office. They say when we're finished, and I think the rollout is to like 2021 now or 22. When we're done, we'll have Obamacare. We'll have this additional cost, and we'll still have 40 million people uninsured. That's the part that just
– 40 million still uninsured.
And I was so disheartened because, in truth, if we remember the politics and the publicity around this journey that was started, the impetus to get going was that there were 40 million uninsured Americans. And that began under early in the Clinton presidency when you had to have the initial version that there were 40 million Americans uninsured. That really didn't mean they weren't getting care, but they were uninsured. And the truth is, if you get everybody insured with this card that gets mm-hmm. you no care, like, you know, you're now on Medicaid, but there are no doctors left.
But there's no doctors that are going to look at you, so you can't go anywhere except to the emergency room again. So,
well, of course, there's many different stratifications of health care because you can maybe there are no physicians, but you certainly are excellent PAs and nurse practitioners that can step up and nurses and give out care. We're seeing evolution of care clinics in Costco's and Walmart's, and eventually you'll see, I think, the boutique services rolling in there for primary care, and certainly have pharmacies now telling us to come in and get our flu shots there. So the delivery systems are morphing in response to this pressure. That said, the highly technical end of things like the neurosurgeons and the spinal surgery and the cardiac surgery aren't ever going to move out of the physician realm. Nurses and PAs are probably unlikely to take up scalpels and open body cavities and go searching in the inside your intestinal tract for blockages and so forth. So where do you get the skill and trained and qualified labor force to do that stuff? It's great to have access to primary care, and that's important, but you're ultimately going to need distributions of cardiologists and people who can put in stents in your coronary arteries all over the country to deliver good care, and that's not addressed.
Are we going to just start having to import? And, you know, here's the other thing I heard.
If you can't produce them,
doctors are going to be coming in from all these other countries from all over the world that are, you know, that are competent. But what that's going to do is have a huge impact on the medical abilities or the medical support of those people in those countries.
Well, we for a long time have been a great brain drain in our economy and particularly medicine. And because there's an enormous demand for services in the country. And actually in my field, there's only 106 cardiac surgeon spots a year for training. That's all we produce per year, and we've only had 80 applicants over the last 4 to 5 years, I've been told. So consequently, the production of cardiac surgeons in this country from our programs is falling rather rapidly, while the baby boom folks, which are the consumers of the services, are hitting the prime for Medicare.
Probably too late to get into that program, huh?
For you?
Yeah. Okay. Just wondering.
Well.
Okay. Hey,
yeah.
Our guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. We're talking about the state of medical care and how it was going to be better under Obamacare, and in fact, it's not. And the cost of – well, the cost – I don't even think we've captured the cost. It's supposed to go up 4.2% in California next year, which isn't a lot.
It's hard to take a thermometer reading of the state of Medicare. I mean, I got on the Covered California thing this morning just to sort of be brushing up on current numbers. Now, if you're an individual of a certain household earning program and you have two kids and you need to get adequate health care, there will be a policy for you at Covered Health Care, which is a reasonable policy. The premium will be $1,400, and if you're making $60,000 and have these two kids, and so it's a family of four, the government will pay everything but $10. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah, but the insurance company gets to sell you a $1,400 a month policy. So you can do the math there. That's you're paying close to $16,000 a year for your health care.
But you're not. The government is.
The government is us.
I know that, but that's the way they think.
Well, the point is that what you've got going, at least at the level of that program, mm-hmm. is an entire federal and state subsidy of the insurance industry, so that somebody can have insurance for $9 a month for his family. Now, if you're the family member or you have a child with a disability that makes it hard to insure, that's good for you. That said, that insurance policy may be very expensive by traditional standards. And the question is, a good portion of what's going on here in what's called the Affordable Care Act is generous subsidies to the insurance companies in the name of these covered families. But the insurance company is selling a very expensive product. And my own son, who's single, an attorney in Texas, His rates are about triple what he would have paid as a single man prior to affordable care. And since he doesn't have children and he makes approximately the same money, his insurance truly is $1,400 a month or about $1,200 a month.
Wow.
And so –
and he doesn't have a choice either.
No, not now. So the point is there's a huge transfer. And if you
of wealth.
If you listen to Gruber and the guy, we actually – when you take off the veils that surround this, this is an enormous transfer of wealth using government subsidy of health insurance. And the insurance companies are out doing fine.
Okay. We got to take a break here. But there's some other things we want to talk about. But the thing with Gruber well, let's talk about that when we come back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460. Our guest, Dr. Doug McConnell.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Happy holidays!
Holiday season is among us. What to get family, friends, neighbors, or coworkers? Well, check out Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Tobacco and Brew has a variety of wine, cigars, assorted coffees and teas, and other goodies. If you're searching for those under $20 gifts, Tobacco and Brew has just received a shipment of armored wallets priced at just $9.99. Be smart. Be protected from identity theft with an armored wallet. Great stocking stuffer.
also new at Backroom Brew in the largest walk-in humidor, Headley Grange. Four Kicks, J.D. Howard Reserve, and Super Ligero, all top-rated by Cigar Aficionado. While you're there, get your coffee by the pound. Holiday favorites, pumpkin spice, s'mores, and the special of the month, Sally Strawberry Mocha. 16 ounces for just $3.50. It's all at Tobacco and Brew.
The countdown to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
There's nothing like being home for the holidays. Yet our animal shelter is full of wonderful dogs and cats that may not have a home of their own this holiday season. During the months of November and December, Haven Humane Society is challenging the community to give 200 shelter pets a home for the holidays. Adoption fees are discounted up to 50%. Please give a shelter dog or cat a place to call home this holiday season. Follow our challenge on Facebook and visit Haven Humane Society at 7449 Eastside Road to bring home the greatest gift of all this holiday season.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. KCNR, and it's Carl and Linda Bott, and our special guest this morning is Dr. Doug McConnell. Merry Christmas, Doug.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you, too.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, Martin and a staff over there have over 30 years, outstanding service. Thank you again, Martin, for coming for Christmas with the troops yesterday and bringing the Hog Group. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days with 24-hour service, Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. We're talking about health care with Dr. Doug McConnell this morning. And we're talking about, you know, all these years that you've been doing heart surgeries. And you go back into the history of people, what they've been doing the 20 years prior to.
Oh, yeah.
And it really is about.
Well, we coronary artery disease specifically is part of a process. Some people feel it's part of aging and so forth. There are things that are under our control, some things that are not under control, sometimes your genetic makeup. But the truth is, for years, I've been bypassing coronary arteries in their operating room, people in their 50s, 60s, 70s generally. And the issue of obesity, which America is sort of currently aware of and having issues even in childhood obesity and high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes and what's called metabolic syndrome and so forth, has really been more awareness over the last 8-9 years in the country than historically have been. And it just occurred to us that basically of all the people we're operating on, they're all pretty much on statin drugs now based on their physicians because of high cholesterol or fat issues. Most are taking some mild or moderate or severe antihypertensive because they have high blood pressure problems. And about well over half are a type 2 diabetic with sugar problems. And it came – you just can't help but notice that there's a pathway by which you end up in an operating room or in a cardiac cath lab getting a stent, which our cardiology colleagues put in. So we don't see those patients as surgeons, but they're fighting the same disease. And now you look back on the American scene and you put together some recent observations are that people are really finding that the in the American diet, when we went so anti-cholesterol, low fat, and couldn't pick a date. I'm guessing the late 50s, early 60s. Somehow, because what was found on the lining of the blood vessels was cholesterol, the idea was, well, you got to stay away from fats and cholesterols, and you have to. It's bad for you.
That's supposed to build up in your.
Well, I'll get to that in a second because that's what I call the sewer pipe model. That there's something bad in your blood, and that's going to stick to the walls and gum stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, we took out of the American diet a lot of fats in traditional foods. Scrambled eggs and bacon for breakfast became verboten, and people wanted yolkless eggs and just egg whites and so forth because that yolk's got cholesterol in it and that's fat.
Or the eggs in a box.
All that stuff, right. The we then successfully substituted carbohydrates pretty much. We had a big growth in the different types of carbohydrates, various, and ultimately you need calories every day to live. We're a running chemistry machine. But the point is the substitution of carbohydrates now put us in a situation where our pancreases were having to produce insulin to deal with the caloric intake. And there's a whole science that's emerging and has emerged that basically carbohydrates and sugars crept into our diets enormously because of the use of high fructose corn syrup subsidized by the government, was placed in a lot of foods for a lot, variety of reasons.
Many, many foods that you would never even think would be in it.
Power bars and things you think is healthy, just look at what's in there. There's high fructose corn syrup sticking that all
and when
together.
You're getting those drinks that you think are going to be like Simply Green,
nope.
Look at the – I mean,
power
if you
drinks are nothing but sugar.
If you get to be a freak about your labels
– yes.
Be a freak about your labels just to challenge yourself for like 3 weeks. Just go in. Everything you consume, look at the label, and you'll be surprised.
It is. I at my somewhat senior age, have been surprised. But the truth is some numbers that have come up that we've now learned in our latest iteration of interest in this is that the average American in 1906 was exposed to about 8 to 9 pounds of refined sugars a year in his diet because it was hard to ship around and wasn't in all the foods. In the late in 2006, it's up to about 148 pounds.
Oh,
and so for every pound of sugar that your body's forced to process, your pancreas has to create insulin so that it can be managed. You can't store sugar; you have to either consume it right away or convert it into fat or glycogen in your body. But the point is that we now live in a different metabolic age, and our high carbohydrate diet is probably what is causing our obesity.
Okay, now, and the reason we're talking about this is that you have a business now. Like you're kind of retiring, but you've opened up something.
It started off with me needing to lose 30 pounds. That was more vanity than anything, although I was supposed to be thinking healthy. And my wife and I worked with a friend of ours down south who has been in what's called ideal protein. I lost the weight, and all my folks in the operating room up here laughed because they knew I wasn't very disciplined. I wouldn't keep it off. And they said, well, just wait till you put it back on. And it sort of didn't come back. Well, 4 or 5 pounds did. But they then
30 pounds is a lot of weight.
Yeah, it was. Well, they took up it. So the people I work with said, well, if you can keep it off, then we can. And so they all wanted to go on this. So we had to go get the – it's not even a franchise. We had to get qualified to teach this system and do it. And it's designed by a physician who ran the French Olympic team. And there you're trying to lose weight but wrestle at a lower weight class. So you had to keep your muscle strength. And the whole idea is preserve strength. Anyway, so they all signed up. And pretty soon my operating room team had 180-pound total loss amongst us. And they were all happy about that. Had a couple, one lady.
So one of them quit? Or just all lost weight.
They all lost weight. Oh, very good. Anyway, so from that led to a lot of demand in the hospital and elsewhere to provide this. And it's morphed into what it was a business. But the truth is, I now realize it went from vanity weight loss to this is actually prevention of part of the metabolic solution because we're trying to – my goal in the world is to get people off statins because I think statins are a problem in our society. Yeah. Statin drugs are a symptom of a societal, cultural, dietary issue that's been around for 20 years.
Is it easy to get off statin drugs?
I think it should be.
So with something like an ideal protein, when you change your metabolism and you change your numbers.
We have patients who have gotten off their diabetic drugs. And their hypertensive drugs and their statins. That doesn't necessarily happen for everybody, and everybody's technically different.
Mm-hmm.
But when you readjust your metabolism and lose body fat by learning and having your body consume your own fat and protect your muscle mass, you're going to be a healthier person. And a lot of these abnormal lab values, which are symptoms of our accumulated diet, will get much better.
You know, so how do people get into this?
Have a website or
how do people get into this?
Well, we actually, we have a ready idea.
I may jump into this. I may jump in this for 10 or 15.
We've talked about it, but you know, we realize that in just a sidebar, Doug, because personally, you know, Carl and I have just, you know, with, you know, just what it is to have a business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we get older and, you know.
It's all excuses. They're bad excuses.
Well, I mean, things happen where you just maybe miss a workout. And then the workout comes to another workout.
Then
the next thing you know.
It's a year. Yeah.
So we want to go into 2015 with a new attitude that our health, there's nothing more important than our health, and that, you know, that's how where we really can give the biggest gift.
Sure.
Is to be the best that we can be for others.
And that's a good context to put it in. In fact, as I said, I moved the move from vanity weight loss to actually say, no, this is actually a healthy aspect. But I didn't come prepared with cards and numbers. But but there is a website. We call ourselves Shasta Heart Smart.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, my cardiac practice was called Shasta Heart, so we put that. And then there's Ideal Protein is the name of the the overseeing sort of
And you have an office here in Redding.
We do, yeah. We actually opened up a new office right below Cheesecake, which is interesting.
But they have good salads.
Yes, they do. So we're right in the basement of the old school right off East Street.
So have a piece of cheesecake and head on down. Well, get that Heart Smart stuff.
That's where we go up and have our indoctrination meeting. So you set up. No, you actually can go into Cheesecake, and this program is not designed to get you stuck on our medicines. I don't want people counting calories and counting points and then getting our food forever. No, you basically lose your weight, get smarter, and live your life. It has a beginning and an end, and you're on your way, your own way. In fact, this year it'll be 2 years for me in the participation.
So and Bonnie.
And Bonnie.
You
she
both
went there, yeah.
Yeah, you both lost.
Bonnie's always looked great, though.
But the point is, you need to take charge of your own health and not let drugs do it. Every time you have to have a new medication, mm-hmm. something's wrong.
Okay, wait. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow. We'll find it hard to sleep tonight.
Ba 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 da do do.
We had to do this.
We had to do this. Or you had to do this.
Thank you for your patient listeners.
Yeah, have a great day to everybody.
Love you, Doug McConnell.
It's going to be rainy and stormy, and for the rest of a couple of days there. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Make it a great day.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After more than 16 hours, a hostage drama in Sydney, Australia is over, ending in a series of explosions and a barrage of gunfire. Heavily armed police raided the cafe where an unknown number of hostages were held by a lone gunman. That individual, identified by local news media as 50-year-old Mon Haron Monis, an Iranian-born man said to be familiar to police, having been charged with sexual assault and accessory to murder in separate cases. There were a number of people injured in today's standoff, but we don't know just how many. A man suspected of fatally shooting five people in three different homes is holed up in a house in the Philadelphia area. Police have surrounded that house in Souderton, Pennsylvania. It's about 25 miles northwest of Philadelphia. Also at SRNNews.com, the families...